Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Scott Podsednik. Batting second. The second baseman, Tadahito Iguchi. Batting third. The DH, Carl Everett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Juan Uribe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Widger. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Pablo Ozuna. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mark Burley. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting second. The left fielder, Eric Burns. Batting third. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Bobby Keelty. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Keith Ginter. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Marco Scudero. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rich Harden. And now, play ball. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tadahito Iguchi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Iguchi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Everett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Everett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Iguchi moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Iguchi scores. Everett moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rowand hits a line drive into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Uribe strikes out. Kendall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Uribe out. Two outs. Chris Widger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Widger hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Keelty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hatteberg takes first base on ball four. Keelty moves to second. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ginter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 1 in the game. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Igoshi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Everett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hatteberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mark Kotsay is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kotsay is 0 for 1 in the game. Kotsay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Konerko strikes out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kotsay. Dye reaches second base with a double. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rowand is 0 for 1 in the game. Rowand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dye moves to third. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dye scores. Rowand moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Widger is 0 for 1 in the game. Widger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rowand scores. Uribe moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ozuna is 0 for 1 in the game. Ozuna hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ginter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ozuna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Uribe. Kendall moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. Kendall moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Keelty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keelty takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatteberg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Podsednik is 0 for 2 in the game. Podsednik strikes out. One out. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Igoshi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Igoshi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Everett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Everett is hit by the pitch. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Everett moves to second. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Everett moves to third. Paul Conurco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Conurco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Conurco takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a line drive into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ginter is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginter moves to second. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scudero is 0 for 1 in the game. Scudero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Uribe fields it and throws to second for the out. Ginter moves to third. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. Coetzee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginter scores. Scudero moves to third. Coetzee moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scudero scores. Coetzee scores. Kendall moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keelty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keelty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kendall scores. Chavez moves to second. It's 4-3, Athletics. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatteberg is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Higuchi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rowand is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rowand hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uribe is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uribe hits a line drive towards left. Burns chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Burns. Rowand goes all the way around to score. Uribe moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Widger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Widger strikes out. One out. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ozuna is 0-2 in the game. Ozuna takes first base on ball 4. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Scott Podsednik is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Podsednik is 0-3 in the game. Podsednik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Uribe scores. Ozuna moves to third. Podsednik moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Keiki Yabu now pitching. Tadahito Higuchi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Higuchi is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Higuchi hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ozuna scores. Podsednik scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Everett hits a line drive into right field. Swisher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swisher. Higuchi moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Konerko is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball towards center. Kotze catches it and throws to home to double up Higuchi. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ginter is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ozuna juggles the ball. That's an error on Ozuna. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Swisher strikes out. One out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Scudero is 0-2 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kotze is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kotze hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dye is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Dye hits a line drive into center field. Kotze settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rowand is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Creed pinch hits for Juan Uribe. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Creed takes first base on ball 4. Rowand moves to second. Chris Widger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Widger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Widger strikes out. There goes Rowand. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Pablo Ozuna is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ozuna is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ozuna is hit by the pitch. Creed moves to second. Scott Podsednik batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Podsednik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Podsednik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ginter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Creed now playing third base. Pablo Ozuna now playing shortstop. Eric Burns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Podsednik. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Damaso Marte now pitching. Willie Harris now playing shortstop. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Keelty is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Igoshi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kendall scores. Chavez moves to third. 1 out. It's 7-6, White Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Marte. Chavez scores. It's White Sox, 7, Athletics, 7. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hatteberg strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ginter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginter hits a line drive into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Dutch Skurer now pitching. Tadahito Igoshi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Igoshi is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Igoshi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dutch Skurer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Everett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scudero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko moves to third. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rowand is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Rowand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Marco Scudero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Scudero is 0-for-3 in the game. Scudero hits a fly ball towards right. Dai settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dai. Scudero moves to second. Mark Coetzee, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coetzee takes first base on ball 4. Luis Vizcaino now pitching. Aribil Durazo pinch hits for Eric Burns. Aribil Durazo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durazo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scudero scores. Coetzee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Athletics. Charles Thomas pinch runs for Aribil Durazo. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Coetzee scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 9-7, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chavez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Podsednik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keelty hits a fly ball into right field. Dai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Charles Thomas now playing left field. Octavio Dotel now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Creed strikes out. 1 out. Chris Widger, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Widger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Widger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ginter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.